Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Coker Triplett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to third. Bartel moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Triplett. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Bartel scores. Ott moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy strikes out. Two outs. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza takes first base on ball four. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning takes first base on ball four. Ott scores. Lieber moves to third. Iazza moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Charlie Root now pitching. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Iazza fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Coker Triplett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triplett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kayaza fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarthy hits a fly ball into center field. Triplett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kayaza hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Danning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kayaza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kayaza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kayaza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza misplays the ball. That's an error on Chiazza. Coker Triplett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triplett is 0-for-1 in the game. Triplett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Triplett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Day for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root takes first base on ball 4. Gerges moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Root moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Chiazza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarthy moves to second. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Danning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gumbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarthy scores. Chiazza moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chiazza scores. Gumbert moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Bartel strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coker Triplett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triplett is 0-2 in the game. Triplett hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lieber hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-3 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-2 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gallen moves to second. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Charlie Root. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy fields it and throws to second for the out. Gallen moves to third. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off McCarthy, and towards Chiazza, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Logan now pitching. Tony Lazzari now playing shortstop. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first, with Logan covering, for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Danning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gumbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danning moves to third. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bartel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Coker Triplett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triplett is 0-for-3 in the game. Triplett hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Logan covering, for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Logan covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.